You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is Hertz? As I'm sure you know, scientists love to measure things. Length, height, mass, energy, motion, you name it, scientists probably measure it. It's important to know that there are two parts to the measurement. The number, and after the number, is a unit. 21 pounds, 65 miles per hour, 322 rotations per minute, 570 hertz. Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. The abbreviation for hertz is big H, small z. This unit is a measure of frequency. And frequency is how often an event occurs in a specific length of time. More specifically, hertz is the number of events or cycles occurring in 1 second. Hertz basically means cycles per second. Hertz is a unit of measurement recognized by and used by scientists all over the world. It's an internationally recognized unit known as an SI unit. Big S, big I. SI is short for the French translation of the words International System of Units. Hertz is one of those SI units used by scientists regardless of the language they speak or country where they live. Measurements that use hertz, to name just a few, would include waves of sound coming from a musical instrument or a tuning fork, or the electrical power produced by a generator, or the frequency of waves of light from the visible white light we see to the invisible part of the spectrum, like infrared or ultraviolet. The unit, the hertz, was named after a German scientist, Heinrich Hertz. In the late 1880s, Hertz did research on radio waves and light waves. His research was so important to our modern scientific understanding that the unit for frequency of cycles per second was named in honor of Heinrich Hertz. Here's an activity to try at home. Get a hold of some tuning forks. You might have them if you're a musician, or a local musical instrument store might have them, or even your school's band director. Take a look at each tuning fork, and you'll see a number stamped on it. That number represents the hertz, or vibrations per second. A vibration for a tuning fork represents a full back and forth, or left and right motion. So, if you see a number, say 512, stamped on the fork, when you strike it, it vibrates back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, 512 times. 512 hertz. If you touch the tip, you'll feel that vibration. Now look at a larger tuning fork, and you'll see a smaller number, say 256. It wiggles back and forth 256 times, or 256 hertz. Compare the sounds. The smaller fork with the higher number, higher hertz, has a higher sound. Well, we've just learned a little bit about hertz. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.